Martha.
And this is Colby on Martha and Colby Grow Up,
a podcast where we talk about the things that made us who we are and where we're going in the future.
Because every week we're finding a new way that we're growing up.
Hi, my name is Martha.
And this is Colby on Martha and Colby Grow Up,
the podcast where 20-somethings navigate life apart together. Welcome back, y'all. It has been a minute since it was just me and Colby on this pod and for this pod in general. As always, we're excited to be back. But first, we have a question of the week of the month. And that question is, what is an object immediately to your left? Colby.
I have a keyboard. It's a Casio keyboard. Let me look.
Oh, when you said that, I thought you meant like a typing keyboard, not like a musical keyboard.
No, it's a musical keyboard. It's kind of crappy, but it gets the job done. Now that I have like a sustain pedal, which I didn't for a long time, it's much more fun to play around with. So yeah.
I have my Focusrite, my little podcast box thingy. Oh, what are they called? I don't remember what they're called. They're called a preamp. I have a preamp. And then if you look off into the distance, you will see a closet door.
The more to my left you get, there are just more and more musical instruments. I have four in this corner.
It's a good time. Good time for all. And before we get started on our episode today, we just wanted to mention we are now part of Pop Culturist, which is sort of a media collective for creatives, podcasters, writers to do what they love best and to create things.
Yeah. Martha, what are you writing about in Pop Culturist?
I write personal essays. So I wrote one about 3 different summers. I really like that one. Like, I did a retrospective of 2018, 2019, and 2020. And I also wrote an article about drinking culture in quarantine. And up next is probably going to be something about body positivity and getting tattoos. What about you?
I've been doing a lot of sports, mostly football because it is football season. And I know more about football than I do other sports. But I've been doing what I've been calling a football 101. It's probably closer to like football 102 or 201 with some of the stuff that I talk about, especially the one coming out this week. But also, I might be starting a series of cursed sports cities, the cities that just can't seem to get their sports teams right. Atlanta, you're on my radar. I just saw you blow that 3-1 lead in the NLCS. That's hilarious.
I don't know how you're going to pick anyone but the Twin Cities. Like, we are for sure cursed, besides the WNBA.
We've won anything. I was about to say, the Lynx are good. The Lynx are real good.
That's it.
If Maya Moore wants to keep playing, but I don't know. This isn't a sports podcast.
You can find us there at www.popculturisthub.com. You can find me on Instagram at RealMarthaRiley. And Colby, where can we find you?
Again, at popculturisthub.com and also writing by Colby on the Twitters.
This week, we are talking about spooky things because this will come out the Wednesday before Halloween. And, you know, I was actually thinking about it today, Colby, and I think it's been like almost like a 1-year podcast anniversary would be this episode.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we've been doing this for a while. Isn't that cute? It's so cute. but yeah, we're going to talk about spooky things we've never done before. And Halloween is upon us.
Yes, it is. Do you like Halloween?
No. This is why when you suggested this topic, I was like, yeah, I mean, like, I guess that's a logical thing we could talk about, but I do have some fond Halloween memories. I honestly think it's pretty overblown sometimes, and I think that might be an unpopular opinion. I just really don't like it that much. I don't like the movies. I'm not a big horror fan.
Like the Halloween movies in specific or Halloween-themed movies?
Have you seen Halloween? Like spooky movies. I mean, like, I was thinking about, like, I like Paranorman. I've watched that before. I think never seen Hocus Pocus, which is bad. And I'm trying to think of some other ones. Like, we watched yesterday Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, and that was like the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. It's not quite a Halloween movie, but it was just bad. It was just spooky.
Do people like the books?
I don't know. I forget they were books, but maybe. Do you have any favorite Halloween memories from growing up?
Well, you didn't ask me first, if I liked Halloween.
Yeah, well, yeah. Sorry, I was just going to ask that. Do you like Halloween?
Not particularly. I don't know why we decided to do this other podcast topic, but I think there's a lot of memories that
yeah, there's a lot of things we can talk about for sure.
But yeah, I don't particularly. I'm not a Halloween person. When I was in high school, my dad said that our football uniforms and band uniforms look like Halloween because their colors were black and orange.
Did you wear that for your costumes?
Just wear my band uniform. That'd be funny. Yeah, I don't particularly love Halloween. It's a fine holiday. Don't have anything against it, but I don't like being scared. So
I don't either.
It's just not a feeling that I enjoy, so I'm not super into Halloween. I'm also not like a huge candy person, so.
Yeah, I think if we want to hop into favorite candy for a bit, I do like candy, but I don't like seek it out for myself. If it's there, I will eat it, but I'm pretty sure I've never bought candy except for like maybe at a movie theater or like sneaking into a movie theater. And I usually would get the Sour Patch watermelons, which I think are superior to the kids. And then I really love like chocolate. So like Kit Kats, the plain Hershey bars, Hershey's Kisses, although not so much. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I'm trying to think of what else. Starburst and M&M's. I think those are like the main chocolate candies that I can think of.
I feel like, okay, are you a person that differentiates candy from chocolate?
No.
Okay, for the purpose of this conversation, I will. I'm not a candy person. Like, sweet, sour doesn't really do much for me. I am a fan of chocolate. The thing with Halloween, there's a lot of chocolate with nuts in it, and I'm allergic to peanuts and tree nuts. So there's only so much that I can eat. That might be a big reason for why I'm not a huge Halloween person.
I think it's no fun when you can't eat some of the candy. And also some of the candy is trash too, like the Crunch with nuts in it. That was always a crappy one. Although I do like regular Crunch. Like what are the Almond Joy 100 grand? Like any of those stuff is just trash.
I do enjoy any form of Kit Kat. If you can give me a Kit Kat. Kit Kats are awesome.
You know what my mom's favorite candy is? Those dots. They're disgusting.
The only person on earth who's ever bought a dot.
She would always steal my candy, and I'm like, yeah, man, you have that, because it's not something I want. But
oh, my goodness. There was one time I went trick-or-treating. It had to be like 9 or 10, and I had my trick-or-treat bag, and I hung it up in the corner of my room, and it sat there for years.
Oh, God.
Candy. And I just never got rid of it. Ew. I don't know why. I looked at it all day, and it was just sitting there.
One of my favorite memories of going trick-or-treating and getting candy was I was in high school, which, yeah, it's bad that I was trick-or-treating at this point in my life. But for years, I had this hand-me-down mustard costume. It was like a mustard bottle and then a hat. And we got it from like one of the families my mom worked for, like doing gardening. And my friends wanted to go trick-or-treating, but they didn't have costumes, so they just wore a red t-shirt and a green t-shirt to be mustard and relish. But I was like the only one in an actual costume. I'm pretty sure the families were like, you're too old for this, but hey, we still got candy. But it's always like cold on Halloween here because it just snowed like 5 inches today. So I just imagine it's probably not going to be very fun this year. If people are even going out because of COVID, I don't really know.
I was thinking about that as I was on my walk today because it was 78 degrees today. It wasn't that bad. Felt good. Felt like Balmy. Fall. That's what fall feels like here.
Yeah, well, it feels like snow. Snow here. People are always like, I love snow.
Entirely too early for snow.
This is a detour, but people say they love snow, but I'm like, do you have to drive in it? Do you have to commute in the snow?
No, because everything shuts down.
Yeah, exactly. Well, for you guys. I don't even know if they sent plows out tonight. It's probably like too early. They're probably like, oh shit, we don't have like plows to send out. Also, I forgot I could swear on this podcast for a second. So, do you have any favorite
into plows?
Do you have any favorite Halloween memories from growing up?
Well, when you talked about high school, I was going to ask, do you remember the last time you went trick-or-treating?
I think it was either freshman or sophomore year in high school.
Gotcha. For me, it was seventh or eighth grade.
That's more reasonable.
It was a fateful night for our friend group. I don't think any of them listen to this podcast, but there was like a huge fight while we were trick-or-treating, and it was like preteen, teenage, like 13-year-old hormones just shouting at each other, and literally the friend group never got back together. Like, that was it. Like, the big group of all of us, I thought it was all dumb, so I was friends with both of them, both groups by the end of it. But it was like it was a thing. After that, no more friends.
Yeah. It's kind of wild how parents just like let their kids go out when you're like 12, 13, 14. Like, that still seems way too young to me. Like, I'm stressed thinking about that.
It's good community bonding. I appreciate it.
I really miss that mustard costume. I think I wore it for 3 years in a row. It was so convenient.
You can like retool it and just be a yellow crayon.
I don't even know where it is though.
Ooh.
I don't even like mustard. I think that's the funny part.
Do you have any other Halloween memories?
I mean, I was looking through our old family photos a few days ago and I like found a bunch of cute ones of me as a young kiddo. I was a really cute Winnie the Pooh, and it's just so cute. I was like looking
very
at it,
on brand.
Like, this makes me so happy to look at. I think another Halloween is like not really a memory, but our family, and I think this is where my dislike of Halloween comes from, but we did not set up decorations. Half the time our house had the lights off so kids never come, and it was like, because we were sort of at the end of the cul-de-sac and you'd have to walk all the way up our driveway and like onto a side door. And so like we got maybe 7 to 10 people each year. And then I think when we just stopped going, my parents just shut the lights off. So.
Oh my goodness. Something that struck me about that last time I went trick-or-treating, because it high-key might have been like my best haul ever trick-or-treating. It was really good. We got like apple cider from one person's house.
Oh,
we got like hot dogs from another person's house.
That sounds like, really good.
It was a really good night. A super good night. I have a question for you.
Go for it.
Because I think this might be like a Bible Belt thing. Do y'all do trunk or treat?
No. I think some people do. Like, I've heard of it. Like, where you just go to a parking lot or whatever and pop open your trunk. Yeah, I have heard of it, but I've never done it.
It feels like a extremely Bible Belt thing. I don't know if I ever went to a trunk or treat. My church definitely did it. But my church is also like the county over from where I live growing up. So it was like a pain at night in October when it's dark outside to like drive all the way to Burlington, drive back. So. Was Winnie the Pooh your favorite costume?
I don't remember that one, really. So I do have to say the mustard was pretty good. I think one of my favorite costumes, not that I wore, but my friend was Shrek one year, and I thought that was really funny. Like, they had the full outfit. I'm trying to think of if I did any, like, Halloween-related things in college.
Oh, God. I can talk about that, too. Before we get to that, though, my best costume, I don't remember because I was too young, but it was a technically gender bent blue from Blue's Clues, since
aww,
Blue is a girl.
Cute.
But
cute,
I didn't care.
Colby.
Oh, I was adorable.
Did you
I was
paint your face
super
blue?
Heckin' cute. I did not.
Shame.
If I can find a picture, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, that's cute. You should look. Podcast. Yeah, what about your college experiences?
Okay. So, one, Carolina is, like, big for Halloween. It used to be. Not so much anymore because, like, the city of Chapel Hill, town of Chapel Hill changed the rules, and now it's dumb. But they used to, so Carolina, the way the campus is set up, I'm sure I've talked about this before. The northernmost part of campus is Franklin Street. If you ever see like, oh, Carolina beat Duke or Carolina won national championship, everyone rushes Franklin. And what we'll do on Halloween is they'll shut down the road going in and out of like downtown Chapel Hill. And people would just be able to like wander the streets and go to like restaurant to restaurant and get free stuff or get like drinks that are cheaper than they normally are. It's a really good time. And people do costumes. Like people come out in mechs, like walking around like 12 feet tall in Franklin Street, which is really cool. But I did not get to do, I think I went to Franklin Street one time my entire time at Carolina because I was an RA. The other thing about Halloween, I'm sure at every college campus, is that there are parties on parties on parties, which meant that it was a very busy night for me, who worked in the first-year residence hall my first 2 years as an RA. So it was a mess. At one point, they parked an ambulance. That's a Southern accent moment for you. They parked the ambulance outside the residence hall, and they like loaded someone in, and they were like, we aren't gonna go because someone else is gonna be down here soon enough, and it's just better if we make one trip so that person isn't waiting.
That's shitty.
I think one of the RAs found a resident passed out behind the dumpster with like a drink in their hand. It was a mess. It's a mess every single year.
Okay, the only thing I remember doing on Halloween in college was going to the football game. Like, most of the time, I didn't do anything else. One, because I don't like Halloween, and two, because I was a sad boy in college and didn't go to parties.
I miss college parties, man. They were fun. They were a good time.
We can throw a pretend college party.
Don't go to frat parties, kids. Go to house parties. They're much better.
And that's the truth. Do you have any spooky experiences?
So this is like outside of Halloween, like just...
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't expect all spooky experiences to only land on Halloween.
It would be very strange if they did, though.
But that's... I would somehow not wake up that day. I would just... Stay asleep.
Just sleep all the way through. I remember, like, when my parents first used to, like, leave me at home by myself, when they first allowed me to do that, I would just be, like, walking around the house, and I could have sworn I heard, like, a woman's voice calling my name.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was super freaky, and then I'd run. I don't know where I'd run because it's not like I'm leaving the house, but I'm like, I'd get out of whatever room I was in. I wasn't a fan of it. I don't know what that person's voice is. I don't know if they're still there. I'm still slightly freaked out when I have to stay at my parents' house alone, but.
I have a couple, but none happened to me. So the first was... Our family friend in Wisconsin, they like built their house. They like built out their house. So it's old on one part and new on the other part. And in the old part is where the kids slept, like my age kids. So apparently one or the other kid would come to the mom and be like, hey, like the door slammed, or like they keep slamming the door, or something's weird. And it happened enough times that this family friend apparently called a medium and, like, tried to rid the ghost. And I guess it worked. They cleared the ghost. I think they asked it to leave politely. It did. And then they shut the portal or whatever or something. So that was wild. I've never experienced that happening to me. Honestly don't know what I would do if I did. So, but yeah, I guess that worked for them. Another one is that my old friend used to have I don't know if this is spooky, but I thought it was scary at the time. Sleep paralysis when she woke up. So she would see things in the corner of her room and couldn't do anything about it. She's like, I always saw a man in the corner and drones above my head. And I'm like, oh my God, that is terrifying. I was like, do I need to sage the place? Cause I was back into sage in Palo Santo back in the day. I did though. I eventually did sage our new apartment. So, and the third one is not me. And it's just kind of a spooky thing in Minnesota. There is a mansion in Duluth. It's called the Glen Sheen Mansion. And there was two or three murders in there. And that was kind of the big scandal of the town. Who murdered this person? And then there was evidence later that they maybe arrested the wrong man. But I don't know if it's for sure totally haunted. But the tour guides don't talk about the deaths during the tour. They only talk about it after. So I don't know, man. Some freaky stuff.
Do you remember any Halloween specials when you were a kid, cartoon or other specials you watch? By the way, I just looking through a list of Halloween specials, and they listed one episode of Avatar as a Halloween special.
Funny. Have we gotten to it? It's a great
episode.
Yet?
We haven't gotten to it yet.
All right.
It's season 3.
I remember the Charlie Brown pumpkin one.
The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
There's got to be some Disney Halloween movies that I for sure watched.
Halloween Town? Halloween Town High.
Oh, I think I did see Halloween Town.
Halloween Town 2, Back in the Habit?
I didn't see that one.
That's a joke for just me. That's a joke for 3 people, and I'm one of them.
Oh, Eddie Murphy, Haunted Mansion.
Bad movie. Bad movie.
Yeah, that was bad. There was, oh my gosh, what is that freaky Scooby-Doo movie? The Island of Souls or whatever?
Oh, the second Scooby-Doo movie?
Yeah.
Where it's Scrappy-Doo's there too?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a freaky one.
That one was scary as a kid. I never saw Hocus Pocus, which is bad, whatever. Oh, I'm looking through this list. I don't think so. I think I've seen I saw Paranorman, some of the maybe animated ones, but I think only the one that I always had to see was Charlie Brown.
When I was a kid, I watched a lot of Treehouse of Horror, lots of Simpsons. I remember.
What's Treehouse of Horror?
That's the Simpsons.
Oh.
That's their yearly, Halloween episode. The one thing I remember though is a SpongeBob Halloween special, the first one, the season 1-1, and I don't remember what happens. All I remember is that SpongeBob was trying to be a ghost, but he put a sheet on his head and they're like, it's a mattress. Which it's funny to me still.
That is funny.
But then he shaved his head off down to his brain and then put,
oh God, no,
the sheet on top of it. And that scared me when I was a kid.
That would have scared me too. I feel like I know what you're talking about too. Ooh. But
low key, the other half of that episode, the other 11-minute segment for that episode, scared me more than the Halloween episode. Cause it's the one where Gary is biting people and people are turning into snails and terrifying, and they're in pain, scrunching up to get inside of a shell. It's very freaky. I don't like it, but I do think it's a great episode of children's television.
Oh, this year on Halloween, or on the 30th, that Friday, one of our Slack friends is throwing a murder mystery and I am playing a ghost, so I'm just going to cut up a sheet and that'll be my costume. But
there you go.
Or a pillowcase. I don't know if I want to wreck a whole sheet.
Just make sure you don't get a rock.
Yeah. No rocks.
I got a rock.
That's maybe I'll watch that. I don't like often seek it out, but if it's on, I'll watch it. Oh, I used to watch it a lot as a kid.
It's great line delivery every single time.
The Christmas one is also classic.
Of course. Of course. Do you remember? I know I watched, I think we've talked about this. I've watched way more cartoons than you did when you were a kid. Did you ever watch like the different Scooby-Doo animated, like made for TV movies?
I don't, maybe, but none that I'm recalling.
There's a bunch of them. There's one where they're like in a video game. That's the one that really stands out to me. And there are others I'm forgetting, but I remember watching those a lot around Halloween.
I'm trying to think of things I always thought were scary as a kid. Probably, yeah, like anything weird. Oh, we didn't talk about this yet. I think I've talked about this maybe before on a podcast, but my number one ultimate fear is zombies. And that stems from when I was probably in third grade. We watched I Am Legend with some friends, my brother and I, and like we were so goddamn scared. We had to sleep in the same bed. Like we had to sleep in the guest bed for a few weeks after because we were just so scared. Like that movie wrecked me. I can't watch zombie movies. Like we tried to watch Pride and Prejudice and Zombies last night and I was like, I can't, I have to look away for some of this stuff. It's like so deep-seated fear in me and I don't know why, but it is the one thing that I am truly scared of.
Let me talk about this one thing that just leaped back into my brain from when I was a kid. I doubt you saw it because it was on Cartoon Network. It came out in 2003. I was 7 years old. It is called Scary Godmother.
Okay.
And it is a 3D animated made-for-TV movie. And I don't remember it being that scary, but I remember, oh, Scary Godmother's on. I have to watch Scary Godmother. It's just a thing I did every year. I just looked at like some stills from this movie. It's when, you know, when Jimmy Neutron the movie first came out, and then after that, Jimmy Neutron the show came out, and they're like, yeah, we can do 3D animation on television, and it looks passable. Now, yeah, if you go back and watch the first season of Jimmy Neutron, it looks bad.
Yeah.
It looks bad. But this is like, oh yeah, we can do like low budget 3D animation when they really, really couldn't. It looks terrible. It looks horrible. But I remember watching it a lot when I was a kid. I don't even think I liked it. I just knew I had to watch it.
Is there anything that you're super scared of?
Super scared of?
Like death,
supernatural things?
That, death.
Or like natural.
Whatever you want, man. Aliens.
No, I figure I like logic my way out of a lot of like those types of things. Like aliens, like they would take them so long to get to us. And if they really wanted to come, it would be over for us in a wrap if they wanted to kill us. So there's no point in being scared of aliens. If it happens, we're all dead anyway. Ghosts? Do I believe in ghosts? Maybe. I mean, that voice still freaks me out, but do I still believe in ghosts? Not particularly. Not stressed about vampires.
Yeah, I'm good on that. I mean, worst case scenario, I just die, you know.
I'm afraid of snakes and spiders and bugs. Don't like those. I don't like, there it is. I don't like things with more than four legs.
Yeah. Human centipede is not for you.
No, it is not.
I don't think it's for anyone.
I don't think it's for anyone either.
Last question I have. I guess it's probably a shorter episode, but that's okay. How would you murder me? How would you murder me and get away with it?
I like how you're asking me how I would murder a white girl.
I just want to be always prepared. Constant vigilance, as Moody from Harry Potter would
constant
say.
Vigilance.
Oh, I feel like those movies were kind of scary. Like some of the parts in Harry Potter growing up were pretty scary.
That's why I didn't watch Harry Potter until I was like in high school. And I watched the movies before I read the books. And I was like, the first movie, there's a dude popping out of someone's head. That's scary.
Yeah, that was scary. There's a lot of, and then the maze, the Triwizard Tournament maze, like there were some pretty scary parts in that. I mean, like literally every movie is people trying to kill Harry, and I feel like that's like some intense stuff. I don't know. Like, that's scary.
I mean, I will never forgive. What's his name? I will never forgive David Yates for putting that stupid jump scare in Deathly Hallows Part 1. No, the lake, yes. No, that also happened in Deathly Hallows Part 1.
No, that was the sixth movie. That was
Half-Blood Prince. The face in the lake. Yeah, I was thinking of the not the Patronus. I'm losing my Harry Potter's.
Instead of, the Dementors at the lake?
I'm thinking of like when the Horcrux pops out when Ron's trying to get it, and it's like Harry and Hermione making out. It makes loud noise when it pops up. Jump scare I'm talking about is Nagini in Harry's parents' house when Nagini pops through the floorboard.
Yeah,
don't mess with that.
Yeah, that was scary.
That's why I don't watch horror movies.
No, dude, can't do it. There was a jump scare in the Pride and Prejudice and Zombies movie yesterday, and I yelled. I was like, Jesus, fuck. Like, I can't. Tonight I'm going to chill out. I'm going to watch Succession. It's going to be chill.
On Halloween?
No, just tonight, so I don't have to think about scary things.
Yeah, probably just don't go back to watching Scrubs after this.
that's a good call. But anyways, how would you kill me?
I'm not talking about how me, a black man, will kill a white girl on the internet. I'm not doing that.
That's a good call. Maybe I won't discuss my strategy. Because that equally looks bad. Pretend we didn't say any of the last 2 minutes. And...
How about this to end on? Do you have any scary recs? Scary recommendations? Spooky recommendations?
The one movie I can think of in recent memory that was kind of scary, kind of thrillery, was Get Out. But I feel like that is maybe an overplayed recommendation. But it's still really good. If you want to be scary, I don't know, just think about the current state of the world. That's all you need to do. What about you?
For me, I will say it was just in my head and it poofed out. Oh, yeah. Us is also good. Dorian Peele.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that one yet.
Lovecraft Country on HBO is a good show. I appreciate it a lot. It kind of missed. Like, goes between horror and thriller and adventure. So if you're not like a horror person, like a big horror person, you can still watch it and you'll have to pick up the blanket sometimes to hide behind it. But most of the time you'll be fine.
I remember you saying that you weren't a fan of horror, but you did like that show. So
yeah, it's a good show. As with everyone else on like film and TV Twitter, The Haunting of Hill House is that good.
Oh, I watched one episode. I was too scared.
It's terrifying. And the worst thing anyone ever told me about that show, because I never noticed it until someone said something, is that there are other ghosts unaffiliated. When you just sniffed right now, it was kind of loud in my ears and I like jumped a little bit. There are other ghosts just in frame in the show. Just like looking at the camera in the background. So you'll just be like watching a scene and like your eye would drift off and just see a face looking back at you. It's terrifying.
Spooky.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to decompress after this episode after I just thought about that.
Oh, a final Halloween memory was last year when I tried to learn the spooky, scary skeleton TikTok dance. I wanted to specifically do the cool feet that they do. I wanted to pull that out at weddings. Maybe I'll get back to that. I'm not as agile as those 17-year-olds who can do that. I'm old and almost 27, so. Oh, God. What if we change this podcast name when we're like 40? What do we do then? I guess we're still.
I was just thinking about that. It's like, what do you do when you turn 30 and I'm still like 25?
Fuck. Oh, my God. You're not 5 years younger than me.
Actually, I said that was the last thing. My real last thing is, what are you doing for Halloween this year?
I think my friend invited me over. Usually she has parties, but because of COVID, it's just going to be me and like two other people and her. And I think we're just going to hang, maybe watch Halloween Town or something stupid. So what about you?
Carolina plays Virginia at 8 o'clock.
Excellent. Those are your plans taken care of. You don't even have to think about spooky things on that day.
Unless we lose to Virginia, who has a fullback for their quarterback. He wears 36. I swear if we lose, I'm going to be so mad. Okay. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Martha and Colby Grow Up. Give us a rate and a review on iTunes. It really helps us out. If you want to find us, you can do that at Foreign Nations Report. At Foreign Nations Report, the podcast. Go find the podcast. It's everywhere you get podcasts.
The podcast.
The PCast, as the kids say. And you can also find us on Twitter at Martha and Colby.
Oh, yeah. We do have a Twitter at Martha and Colby and at www.marthaandcolby.com.
We'll talk to y'all next week. Well, month.
Find us online at www.marthaandcolby or on Twitter and Instagram at Martha and Colby.
Thanks to Stephen Boyd and DJ Empirical for all things sound.
Thanks to Jordan from Dreamful Podcast for the artwork.
Shout out to Irene, even though you don't listen to this podcast.
Don't forget to rate us 5 stars and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and we'll talk soon.
Tried.
This was a pop culture East.